I'm here with Will Clark, high school sophomore and host, editor and producer of CP at 3, a radio show on this station, 88.5 KRFY, that is strictly from the students at Sandpoint High School. It airs every Thursday from 3 p.m. at 3 p.m. and reboots Friday nights at 10. Hi, Will Clark.
Hey, how's it going? Thank you so much for having me on here for this interview.
Yeah, it's great to have you. I always like talking with you, so let's get going. We want to hear how your year's going. By the way, I'll let this play on the air. I just turned up my volume. It's better.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Perfect. So
thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today. Why don't you tell us a bit about yourself and why you stepped up to take on the hosting of CP at 3?
I think that's it's almost a super simple question and a super complicated one at the same time. Cause I think I've always really liked music, and I'm a drummer, and my friends all play instruments. And like, I love that so much, you know, creating music and stuff. Not that we have any songs we've made, but I really love that creative output, and I really love listening to music. So when the old host Connor Bird was looking for someone to replace him, and I saw that as an opportunity to, you know, get my foot through the door and to be able to share my taste and, you know, my take on things. And as someone who loves to talk, I definitely thought, you know, hosting a radio show sounded like it could be super fun. And well, it has been, for sure. I've really enjoyed it so far.
Well, I know when you first came to the station and we were asking you why you wanted to do this, you said, "I like to talk."
Yeah. So I feel like that kind of helps a little bit, you know, definitely makes it a lot easier to listen to yourself talk a ton.
Right. So you are the third student host of the CP at 3 from the high school. It started with Ryan Baumgartner, and his show was called 3 o'clock Rush. And then Connor Bird, as you mentioned, changed it to CP at 3. You're now 8 months into this endeavor that you took on. What can you tell us about what you found out to be easy and fun, and what has been challenging?
Oh, eight months already. Oh, that does not feel that long. I think definitely what's challenging is finding something new every week. Because I don't know if the person listening to this listens to my show at all. So I'll just explain what I normally do. I have a lot of music songs that I like to play, kind of depending on whatever I'm feeling that week. I try to make sure they're all new songs that I haven't played before, but occasionally I'll slip a few in. And I do a This Day in History segment I try to do, where I talk about, you know, what goes on in that day. And luckily for me, that one's pretty formulaic. You know, you open Wikipedia and you say, oh, this happened. And then I look into it and, you know, I try and learn as much as I think is important to learn about it. And then I do like a little sports thing, which is just like an update with the sports stuff at the high school. That one is also pretty formulaic. I just throw that in there because I feel like it's a good idea. So then every week I try and have either an interview with someone at the high school, or what me and my friends call the daily dumpster punch, which is basically, I really don't know how to explain it. It's kind of just me and my friends talking about stuff and having a lot of fun. And I really enjoy that. But I think it's really hard for both an interview and the daily dumpster punch to always have ideas. Like with an interview, you know, some weeks I really struggle. Like the week this is recording, I don't know when it goes out, but the week this is recording, I have a lot of like schoolwork to do. And I just decided like, I, you know, don't have the time for an interview this week and I don't have any ideas. So, you know, I'm just going to make a music show and a bunch of other stuff. And I think definitely just keeping it original is the hardest part, making sure that every daily dumpster punch, you know, we have different topics and that they're relevant to us, I guess. It doesn't really have to be relevant to when it's releasing, but that's definitely the hardest part. Just planning every week, really difficult. But then also consequently, I think the easiest part is choosing songs, because I open my Spotify and definitely the difficulty with that is I've played a lot of the songs I really like at this point. So I keep having to push myself to find more. And like, I'm really having to stop myself from only playing one band, which if I could, I would totally only play the Strokes all week if I could.
Not Imagine Dragon.
I actually think I have an Imagine Dragons song in this week's show, but I don't know. I did like them a lot when I was younger. Not so much. I don't know. You know, I find new bands. I try and keep things different.
I have an idea for you to find subject matter for your dumpster bunch or whatever you call it. You could have like a little ideas basket for a CP at 3. And kids could put ideas in there and you could draw some.
My dogs are barking.
Stop it. Stop it. No.
We're taking a momentary break here because the dogs are barking on this recorded interview. This is 88.5 KRFY, and I'm talking with Will Clark. He is the host of CP at 3. He's back.
Oh, sorry about that.
Dogs. That's okay.
Yeah, they're relentless. What was the question again? Or you were saying ideas. Yeah.
An idea basket that other students could put some ideas in for you guys to pull out and say, okay, right now we're talking about. So that's, we can move on from that. But
well, no, that's actually that we have like an Instagram page where that's like the idea. It's called like, I think the ad is at Daily Dumpster, a Dumpster Punch official or something like that. And we want, you know, people like reach out and give us ideas. That's kind of what that was. But I think since it's on Instagram and you have to go find it, it's a lot harder to get that. Because we really want audience participation. Like that is something we've all talked about. We absolutely really want. And it's just, it's pretty hard to get, honestly.
I understand. So each, let's go back to kind of the beginning of what you mentioned some things that you've put in, like the dumpster lunch and the, I call them sports shorts that
yeah.
You what have you done different from what Connor Bird was doing?
That's a good question. Because I'm not actually 100% sure a ton of Connor. I was only able to listen to like maybe one or two of his shows because I didn't even know it was a thing until he told me. Like, I think we need to maybe shout out that CP3 is a thing a little more because I didn't even know about it. And so it's really hard for me to say how different it is from what I've heard from him, especially when I interviewed him recently, not too long ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and that is on Spotify. I'm just going to plug that at Cedar Post if you'd like to listen to that interview, because we kind of went into detail about this. But he says that I'm a bit more meticulous about the way I go about it, you know, with like the This Day in History segment being something that I try and plan out a lot. And he said his was a lot more like, you know, sits down. He's like, oh, I like these songs and this and this. So I'm not 100% sure I can answer that question since I didn't see enough of his shows to really have a good idea of them.
Got it. That's yeah. Okay. Got it. That makes yeah. sense. So let's skip over to the interviews. I know there's teachers, there's counselors, kind of what's coming up, maybe sports people. How hard has it been to get the interviews? How hard is it to schedule them? Do you do them there at the school? Do you have a studio space? Tell us about the interviews and how you get those going.
So I'd say scheduling really depends on the person. Like some people, it's really, really easy. You know, I'm like, I don't know, Thursday after school. And they're like, sure, you know. And some people, like there's one interview I'd like to get in. And the person, you know, I'm not going to name any names, but the person I'd like to interview has, we just can't get our schedules to match. Like we've planned it, I think, 4 times. And every single time it's been delayed for some reason. So I'd really like to get that interview done. But I think most of the time, you know, I just, when I first talk to them about it, I just say, you know, tell me a date. And then I usually try and fit my schedule around them because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm inconveniencing them. And I think with the studio space, I'm very lucky because at the high school in the media room, as we call it, we have like this table with 4 microphones on it and they all hook up to the central hub. So we basically do have a studio at the high school, which is why I don't know if anyone pays attention to this. I notice it a lot while editing, but the audio levels are always different from what I record here in my little office space. And what I record at the school, because, you know, there's 4 microphones and it's different. So yeah, there is definitely a studio at the high school.
Okay. And just so you know, Will, we've had a lot of very positive feedback about you as a host and what you're bringing to the people. Everyone says they love the music and it sounds good. So, and these aren't just high school kids, you know, these are people that are listening and saying, oh, I really always make sure I catch that Thursday afternoon at 3 show. Because, you know, otherwise, it's kind of, for us, it's a great way to touch into another portion of our population and our community.
Yeah, I appreciate that a lot. Thank you. I mean, that definitely means a lot. I'm glad I'm doing a good job. That's good to hear.
You really are. And I know that it's a lot. But here at KRFY, we so appreciate you and what you're doing. And I love that you're bringing your true self to the microphone. Let's talk a little bit about your musical outlook, look, because you said you love music.
Yeah.
And another thing, you could ask people what you could have a request, not a request line, but you could just say, what would you like to hear? What would you like to hear? And when you do that, though, you might bring them in a little bit. So tell us about your musical output and
like just my taste in music.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely interesting. I'd say like 8 months ago, I remember when we first sat down and you guys talked to me. And the first thing I said was like 70s Beatles and Elton John. And that's definitely still a big part of who I am. But I think I'd mentioned a band called The Strokes earlier. And they're more of a recent band. So I think as a listener, it's really easy to get stuck in like a time period of music. So I'm really making the best effort I can to be well-rounded. Like, I'm not really a rap person. I'm not really a country person, but I'm doing my best to get out there and experience as much as I can, especially since I'm sharing my musical taste all the time. I try and make sure that it's not just the same Beatles songs or the same Strokes songs or the same Elton John songs, which, I mean, would be incredibly, incredibly easy to do. But it's
actually,
it's just, I think it's about variation, which is difficult because it's definitely hard to get out of that box as soon as you're in it.
Right. Well, I'll start thinking of some other like old stuff from the 60s and maybe some newer stuff, because here at KRFY, we have 150,000 songs. You might want to come over sometime and just start looking through our library.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, honestly.
And I think as the pandemic is waxing away, waning, I guess it's called.
Yeah.
We will be opening the studio up here pretty soon, and it would be fun for you to learn to broadcast live.
That's definitely a really enticing thought. I think it's also like kind of terrifying in a way, you know, because
I'd be right there with you.
I do like that idea. I have thought about that before. So, you know, if any opportunities open up, be sure to let me know.
I will, because that's what Ryan used to do. He'd just pop in sometimes and broadcast our Autos Eclectic Mix for 10, 15, maybe an hour even. It's really fun.
So, yeah. No, it sounds definitely, I like that. I like that idea.
Okay, we'll put that on the agenda. Will Love is a journalism teacher and CPAT3 advisor. He's also a trained KRFY broadcaster. Did you know that?
I did, yes. I don't know if the listeners did, but I personally knew that.
So how does he guide you along? What kind of support do you have from your advisor?
I think, like as time goes on, you know, the longer I do this, I think I ask him less and less questions because I feel like I have more of a grasp. But definitely early on, he was instrumental. I'd have all these questions like, you know, about music taste. Sometimes I'd take a song, which wasn't necessarily like, you know, inappropriate, but I would just be like, you know, do you think this is safe to put on the radio? And sometimes you'd be like, yeah, you know, there's no problem with that. That's fine. Or sometimes you'd be like, yeah, I don't know. I'd err on the side of caution. And I think he's very upfront, I would say. He's very honest. Like he gives you the answers to your questions. I really appreciate that. Like when trying to come up with interviewing questions, I remember one time I asked him if he thought a question was good. And he's like, no, like I blatantly don't like that question. And I was like, okay. And then he kind of pointed me in a direction to get a more interesting question that got a better answer. And I remember specifically when I asked it in the interview, it definitely gave me a really good answer. So I think he's really good to ask questions to. And I think he knows, I guess Mr. Love is a smart man. He knows the answer. I don't know how or why, but he does.
Well, he is a teacher, and that's part of his job. So
yeah, definitely.
And especially with journalism, there are some absolutes of you never ask a yes or no question, because then you just get a yes or no and it's done.
Yeah, that's something he taught. I remember at the start, I had my first interview I planned, which was with the high school principal. I had a lot of yes or no questions, and he taught me the idea of like open-ended questions and closed-ended questions. And that's really changed, you know, absolutely every single interview. I'm always asking why, what, how, where, never like yes or no questions.
Okay, good. That's a very first thing you learn. So how do you... You said that you have a little studio there at home where you put the whole show together, do the editing. What's your editing program and stuff like that? Using Audacity or GarageBand?
I use Adobe Audition, which the school has lent me a MacBook, which you're currently hearing me through. And it has a lot of different editing softwares on there. I think they're all Adobe. I'm not sure about that. But so I personally use Adobe Audition. So what I do is in front of me here, I'm not currently using it, but I have a Blue Yeti mic, which the school also donated to me. And I have that connected to my own personal computer. So I make my recordings there. You know, that's where I do a lot of the planning. And then I will upload it to a Google Drive and download that onto my MacBook, where I then do all of the editing and all of the side work, you know, whatever comes with it, whether that's uploading to Spotify or whatever. And it's definitely... at first it was very challenging, you know, learning how to balance the fact that it's not all on one machine, or like Adobe Audition is a little bit hard to understand at first. Mm-hmm. I think as soon as you understand it, but I remember the first episode took me about 15 minutes to figure out how to cut something. Right. Because you have to split it first, which is just something I you know, didn't think about. So
big learning curve in the beginning.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. At this point, it's not hard for me at all. At this point, I'm pretty good at it, but I guess 8 months deep tend to do that to you.
Yeah, there you go. And just talking about time, are you able to integrate the amount of time this takes? And I'm sure it's gotten to be less time, or at least more efficient time.
Definitely, yeah.
And with your other school, I know this is a credit class, I think.
Kind of. I think if I'm in Cedar Post, it is, but I'm currently technically not in Cedar Post. I'm going to, actually, funny you mentioned that, I'm going to be talking to the counselor soon, hoping to get an independent study credit. So hopefully if that goes my way, it will be a credit, but currently it is not.
It should be a credit. And
I would like it to be, yes.
Anything else you'd like to share with us? We're kind of winding down on our time here, but again, I'm talking with Will Clark. He's the producer, host, and editor of CP at 3 this year. So also, before you say your last thing, I'm just going to put this out there. We hope that you stay with us next year. So you don't have to answer that question. We'll talk privately, but just so you know, we love you and we want you to stay.
I appreciate that. I'm definitely, I know you said I don't have to answer it, but I would definitely like that as well at this point. Maybe it'll, you know, maybe my schedule would change, but that's definitely something I'm interested in as well. And I think just as a final note, I just want to thank like you guys at KRFY or the audience. Like, this has been a really wonderful experience to me. And I think being a public figure, I mean, I'm kind of a public figure. I don't know, you know, I'm not like famous or anything, but I put myself out there. And I know for a lot of people that's very difficult, but I've not really had any problems with it. And for me, it's just been an overwhelmingly positive experience. So I thank you guys for this opportunity of, you know, getting to broadcast what I want to say on the air, obviously what I want to say with limitations. I just appreciate the really positive reactions I've been getting. I mean, it's very inspiring to keep doing what I'm doing.
Well, I hope it's fun. And here at KRFY, we really seriously and sincerely appreciate your enthusiasm and commitment, because it is a big commitment. And we're here to help you any way we can. So Will Clark, thank you so much for bringing the voice of the high school alive and on the air here at 88.5 KRFY.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate this interview.
Yeah, thank you so much, Will.
Of course.